I'd like to hear also about your 45-year-old medical doctor from Africa. That sounds like a tough situation.
Yes, so that's a tough situation. So this was a medical doctor in Africa, and he was actually infected with hepatitis C, and with the new drugs, he tried to treat himself in Africa, and he got some drugs which turned out to be, I don't know how he got them, but basically he failed to clear his hepatitis C infection. He came to a conference in the United States and then developed severe abdominal pain, went to the emergency room, and basically, was diagnosed with a large HCC. The first complication in this particular case, and this is something that we don't see very often, but it does happen, but again, it's not very often. He actually developed a severe bleed from the biopsy at that time.
Wow. Was his HCV controlled at that point?
No, his HCV was not controlled. And that, is actually one of the main problems for this particular case because so we started treating the patient systemically, I believe, with sorafenib in this case, which, he kind of tolerated okay, but not too well. Now, the problem in this case, he progressed on this, was that on the sorafenib, he already developed, apart from skin reaction, transaminitis. So ALT, AST is really the main issue that we had in this particular case, apart from the tumor progression, and I'm going to come back to this in a second. So he progressed on systemic treatment with a TKI, and at one point, we put him on a checkpoint inhibitor, anti-PD-1 again. Now, on the anti-PD-1 treatment, he developed again an increase of ALT, AST, and that was a big question because remember, the patient also has hepatitis C. Now the question was, what is causing the ALT, AST increase? Is it his hepatitis, the viral hepatitis, or is it drug-related hepatitis? So the interesting thing in this case is we were able, because it's a hepatitis C patient, to actually monitor the hepatitis C viral load. And we could see that the hepatitis viral load increased significantly and explained the increase in ALT, AST. Now, in other cases in the past, we and others have seen that checkpoint inhibitors suppress actually hepatitis C RNA levels because you activate T cells not only specific for the tumor, but also against the virus. So in this case, giving him a checkpoint inhibitor was actually very helpful again because it also basically improved his hepatitis again and made the ALT, AST level go back to normal.
Wow. What's his current situation?
Well, unfortunately, this patient also progressed at one point, again, also with some, in this case, he actually had some mediastinal disease. And we started a second-line treatment, but you mentioned in the beginning, this became a very difficult social situation because he was from Africa and his family was in Africa. And I didn't feel comfortable to treat the patient here all the time and basically recommended for him to go back to Africa at one point.
Subsequent to this interview, on March 10th, 2020, the FDA granted accelerated approval to the combination of nivolumab plus ipilimumab for the treatment of patients with HCC. The approval was based on results from cohort 4 of the CheckMate 040 trial for patients with HCC who had progressed or were intolerant to sorafenib. The study reported an overall response rate of about 30% with nivolumab ipilimumab with an acceptable safety profile. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Hepatocellular Carcinoma Update.